Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Zayin, the 8th parak Kol HaBasar. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, Rapapa discussed Arisa de Delai, a water canal from which water is drawn by pail and poured into a ditch. Dipping one's hands into the ditch doesn't qualify for Netilas Yadayim, the last makoch gavra, because the water doesn't come onto his hands through human force, but flow by themselves. It also doesn't qualify for Tevilas Yadayim, immersing the hands, since it lacks 40 saw. However, he may dip his hands near where the water is poured from the pail. Also, if water streams through a sizable hole in the pail back into the canal while he pours into the ditch, he may immerse his hands in the ditch because it's connected to 40 saw. Rava teaches that a kli with a whole bekonis mashka, which takes in liquid, or with less than a revius of water, is invalid for Netilas Yadayim. Although Rava taught that a kli which cannot contain a revius is invalid for Netilas Yadayim, implying that one which can contain a revius is valid, even with less than a revius inside, that refers to washing a second person's hands, which don't require a revius, tika'asu mishiyari tahara, because these waters come from remnants of water used for purification. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Malulecha b'mapa, what is the halacha regarding eating bread with a cloth? Is Netilas Yadayim required? Michashin dilmanaga, are we concerned that perhaps he may still touch the bread or not? Shmuel is quoted, Hitiru mapa lochei truma, they permitted eating with a cloth for those who eat truma, meaning kohanim, who are especially conscientious and will not touch the truma. Hitiru mapa lochei taharos, but they didn't permit eating with a cloth for those who eat tahor foods, meaning those who are careful to eat chulin, which is tahor. The Gemara asks if someone who's being fed by another person needs to wash his hands, and later asks if the person feeding him must wash his hands. It relates that Shmuel was once crying as a child because his teacher hit him for feeding his son without washing his own hands. Shmuel explained to his father, "Hu akhba anu mashina? He's eating, and I should wash my hands?" Shmuel's father declared, "Is it not enough that the teacher didn't learn the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, but he hits as well? The halacha is that ochel machmas machil, one who is eating via someone feeding him, requires Netilas Yadayim, but machil, the feeder, does not." And point number three, the next mission permits wrapping meat and cheese into a single cloth, ilbilvad shoyunogin zebazeb, provided they do not touch each other. Abai explains that if they would touch each other, although they are tzonin betzonin, cold with cold, and do not transfer flavor, hadacha, rinsing, would be required to remove residue from the other food. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Shneach sanaim ochlin al shulchan echad. Two guests at an inn may eat on one table, this one meat and this one cheese, and we're not concerned that one will eat from the other's food. However, Shmuel says that makirin zeh zeh, if they know each other, they may not eat at one table, one meat and one dairy, because one might eat the other's food. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel forbids two people who know each other to eat meat and dairy ke'ein tfisa achas, when it is similar to food together in a bundle, meaning without a distinct object between them. Two brothers who are particular not to eat from each other are still forbidden to share a table of meat and dairy, because observers may conclude that people may always eat together this way. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rapapa discussed Arisa de Delai, a water canal from which water is drawn by pail and poured into a ditch. Dipping one's hands into the ditch doesn't qualify for Netilas Yadayim, the last makoch gavra, because the water doesn't come onto his hands through human force, but flow by themselves. It also doesn't qualify for Tevilas Yadayim, immersing the hands, since it lacks 40 saw. However, he may dip his hands near where the water is poured from the pail. Also, if water streams through a sizable hole in the pail back into the canal while he pours into the ditch, he may immerse his hands in the ditch because it's connected to 40 saw. Rava teaches that a kli with a whole bekonis mashka, which takes in liquid, or with less than a revius of water, is invalid for Netilas Yadayim. Although Rava taught that a kli which cannot contain a revius is invalid for Netilas Yadayim, implying that one which can contain a revius is valid, even with less than a revius inside, that refers to washing a second person's hands, which don't require a revius, tika'asu mishiyari tahara, because these waters come from remnants of water used for purification. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Malulecha b'mapa, what is the halacha regarding eating bread with a cloth? Is Netilas Yadayim required? Michashin dilmanaga, are we concerned that perhaps he may still touch the bread or not? Shmuel is quoted, Hitiru mapa lochei truma, they permitted eating with a cloth for those who eat truma, meaning kohanim, who are especially conscientious and will not touch the truma. Hitiru mapa lochei taharos, but they didn't permit eating with a cloth for those who eat tahor foods, meaning those who are careful to eat chulin, which is tahor. The Gemara asks if someone who's being fed by another person needs to wash his hands, and later asks if the person feeding him must wash his hands. It relates that Shmuel was once crying as a child because his teacher hit him for feeding his son without washing his own hands. Shmuel explained to his father, "Hu akhava anu mashina? He's eating, and I should wash my hands?" Shmuel's father declared, "Is it not enough that the teacher didn't learn the halachas of netilas yadayim, but he hits as well? The halacha is that ochel machmas machil, one who is eating via someone feeding him, requires netilas yadayim, but machil, the feeder, does not." And point number three, the next mission permits wrapping meat and cheese into a single cloth. Ubilvad shohu nogin zeh bazeh, provided they do not touch each other. Abai explains that if they would touch each other, although they are tzonin betzonin, cold with cold, and do not transfer flavor, hadacha, rinsing, would be required to remove residue from the other food. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Shneach sanaim ochlin al shulchan echad. Two guests at an inn may eat on one table, this one meat and this one cheese, and we're not concerned that one will eat from the other's food. However, Shmuel says that makirin zeh zeh, if they know each other, they may not eat at one table, one meat and one dairy, because one might eat the other's food. In a braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel forbids two people who know each other to eat meat and dairy ke'ein tfisa achas, when it is similar to food together in a bundle, meaning without a distinct object between them. Two brothers who are particular not to eat from each other are still forbidden to share a table of meat and dairy, because observers may conclude that people may always eat together this way. All right, so now we go to our siman for daf kuf zayin, and our standard siman is couscous. Couscous, so here goes. When one man took the revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for netilas yadayim, his friend the mefunak said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma. Before sitting down to eat his couscous with meat, at a table with a stranger eating couscous with milk. Once again, slow motion. When one man took the revia-sized couscous measuring cup, couscous, that must be daf kuf zayin. When one man took the revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for netilas yadayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the requirements for netilas yadayim, such as koach gavra and a kli of a revias. So when one man took the revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for netilas yadayim, his friend the mefunak said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses netilas yadayim when eating without touching food, such as using a mapo or one person feeding another. So when one man took the revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for netilas yadayim, his friend the mefunak said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma. Before sitting down to eat his couscous with meat at a table with a stranger eating couscous with milk, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that two guests at an inn may eat at one table, this one meat and this one cheese, and we're not concerned that one will eat from the other's food. However, Shmuel said, by kirin zeh zeh, if they know each other, they may not eat at one table, one meat and one dairy, because one might eat the other's food. So once again, when one man took the revia-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for netilas yadayim, his friend the mefunak said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma. Before sitting down to eat his couscous with meat at a table with a stranger eating couscous with milk. All right, so now it's time for four brabach hazara. Daf kuf gimel. So the siman daf kuf gimel is kugel. So here goes. The annual kugel eating contest. Kugel. That must be on daf kuf gimel. The annual kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malkas for eating the kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Avoh cite different rulings in Rabbi Yochanan's name about one who ate chalav taken from a live treifa. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba obligates two sets of malkas, but Rabbi Avoh obligates three, for chalav, aver min achai, and treifa. This malchokas is explained in three ways. So the annual kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malkas for eating the kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was pater when he consumed some of the aver min achai stuffed kugel by eating two half kazesim of the aver separately, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, chilku mabachutz, if one divided a kazais of aver min achai outside his mouth and ate each half separately, is he high for eating a combined kazais like for other prohibited foods? Rabbi Yochanan said he's pater. Since aver min achai is unique in that sinews and bones count towards a kazais, its laws cannot be derived from ordinary prohibitions, and the kazais must be consumed at once to incur malkas. Rabbi Lazar disagrees, arguing that mechusar kreva love k'mechusar maisadami. Lacking proximity is not like lacking an act, and the two halves are combined. So the annual kugel eating contest was a disaster when one contestant was told he was getting three sets of malkas for eating the kugel cooked with the chalav of a living treifa, while another contestant mistakenly thought he was pater when he consumed some of the aver min achai stuffed kugel by eating two half kazesim of the aver separately. And the judges argued whether the food stuck between his teeth and not swallowed was counted as part of the kazayis, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that the kazayis required for liability is chutz mishal bein hashinayim, besides for that which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed. Since he holds achil b'me'av be'inan, we require consumption of a kazayis in his stomach, he must ingest an entire kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan says the food stuck between his teeth is included for kazayis. But Papa says Rabbi Yochanan only argues about food which is stuck in the palate, before which it is not fully tasted. Although he did not consume a full kazayis, Rabbi Yochanan says his throat enjoyed tasting a kazayis. Daf Kuf Dalad. So the Siman Daf Kuf Dalad is code. So here goes. The caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code. Code? That must be on Daf Kuf Dalad. The caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Isser Deraisa of Basa B'Challa, which reminds us that what brings the Malchokas of bird meat is considered meat Mideraisa for the Isser of Basa B'Challa. So the caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will, instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Issa Derais of Basa B'Challav, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table. Which reminds us, Abai explains that bringing bird meat and cheese onto the table was not decreed to prevent them from being eaten together, which is itself only rabbinically prohibited and would therefore be a gezerah l'gezerah. Rather, it was to prevent meat of a behemoth from being brought together with cheese onto the table, leading to a biblical violation of Basa B'Challav. So the caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Issa Deraisa of Basa B'Challav, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table, but that they don't have to tell the customers to wash their hands and mouths after the cheese before eating the chicken, which reminds us, Agra, Rabbi Abba's father-in-law taught a brisa, Of ugvina necholim ba'apikorin. Bird meat and cheese may be eaten one after the other in a carefree manner. He explains that bird meat may be eaten after cheese without netilas adayim, washing his hands, and without kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth to remove dairy particles from his hands and mouth, which are required when eating meat of a behema after cheese. Daf Kuf Hey. So the Siman Daf Kuf Hey is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker, that must be on Daf Kuf Hey. That's Kuf Hey backwards. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, which reminds us, the previous daf taught that one who ate dairy and wishes to eat meat must first perform netilas yadayim, washing his hands and kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth. Basila says meidich, he must rinse his mouth, and the Gemara clarifies that this is in addition to kinuach hapeh, not instead. Rabbi Zera says that kinuach hapeh may only be performed with bread. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, and to do a fleishik meal to milchik meal, 6-hour countdown, which reminds the Gemara discusses how long one must wait to eat dairy after meat. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, and to do a fleishik meal to milchik meal 6-hour countdown, couldn't override the Maim Rishonim Achronim robot named Chova that washes one's hands as per needed in the beginning and end of the meal, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the laws of Maim Rishonim and Maim Achronim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian said, Maim Rishonim Mitzvah, the first waters for washing before eating bread are a mitzvah, v'achronim chova, but the last waters for washing before Birchas Hamazon are an obligation. A braisa calls both a chova relative to emsayim, the middle waters between courses, which are a rishus, optional. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Siman Daf Kuf Vav is a tight rope walker walking on a fine line kuv. So here goes. As one tight rope walker, that must be on Daf Kuvav Kav, walking a fine line. As one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Tveria, in preparation for the act, which reminds us, Chizkiah says regarding Chamei Tveria, the hot water from the springs of Tveria, a notinu mehen liyadayim, we may not use them to wash our hands before eating, of a metavim mehen liyadayim, but we may immerse our hands in them before eating. Rav Yochanan says that although Chamei Tveria are valid for a tamei to immerse his entire body, they're not valid for immersing hands alone. The Gemara goes on to explain the Malchokas is where one separated the Chamei Tveria into a small channel lacking 40 saw, but it is halachically connected to 40 saw. Rav Yochanan said this tefillah was decreed invalid, lest someone come to wash with his water from a kli, and Chizki holds there is no such gezerah. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Tveria, in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashingen said, Netilas Yadayim Chun b'fnei Tzrach Truma. Washing one's hands for eating Chun was instituted to form a habit for Truma, meaning to accustom Kohanim to washing their hands because ordinary hands were decreed Tame and are Metame Truma. Vod Mishum Mitzvah, and also because of a mitzvah. Abai explains that he means mitzvah lishmo adivre chuchamim. It's a mitzvah to heed the words of the sages who enacted Netilas Yadayim. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveri in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, and was wowed as another performer walked across the rope over the waters, washing his hands first to the joint, then to the knuckles, then the whole hand, demonstrating the different types of washing for Chuan Truma and the Avoda in the base of Migdash, which reminds us, a brisa states that Netilas Yadayim for Chun requires washing the fingers ad haperek until the second joint in the middle of the finger. Washing for Truma requires washing ad haperek until the next joint, the knuckles. And Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, sanctification of a Kohen's hands and feet in the Migdash before performing avoda, must be ad haperek until the next joint, the wrist. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you discuss the requirements of Netilas Yadayim, such as Koach Gavran using a kli of a ravias? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that a slice of forbidden meat or fish is not batel barov since they're fit to be honored by serving them before guests? That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number 3. Which daf brings the malchokas of bird meat is considered meat midaraisa for the isra of basar b'chalav? That's on daf Kuftalit. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss if Netilas Yadayim is required when eating without touching the food, such as using a mapo or one person feeding another? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss whether the meat of Avir Min HaChai, which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed, is included in the shear of a kazais? That's on daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about the reason for Netilas Yadayim for Chulin? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss what the din is when two people are eating at the same table, one person eating meat and the other person eating dairy? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss the halachos of kinuach hapeh and other procedures required to eat meat after dairy? That's on daf Kuf Hei. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss doing tevilas yadayim, dipping one's hands in the chamei teveria? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf brings the opinion that ain beginning benos and tam, that sinews do not convey any flavor? That's on daf Tzadi Tes. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.